On today's special episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, it is number 50 with the reboot of this show with me and Steel Roden, and we are excited that you are still here on this ride, everybody. So we're taking a little look at the bottom six showcase of the league for some fantasy value that can bolster your lineup, and you know we're doing what we do best, DFS targets, big-time bets, and locks of the night, baby. Let's go, 50th episode. Woo!
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
That's right, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite and hottest podcast. It's the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Flip and Steel. Thank you so much, guys, for making us your first listen every single day and making us your first listen for the last 50 episodes, Steel, of the reboot of this show. I know I'm super grateful, my friend. I know you're super grateful, and I appreciate all the love we get from everyone. But honestly, we're just getting warmed up. Lots more to come from both Steel and I. And on today's episode, my friends, we're taking a look at an important piece of every lineup. It's the bottom six forward group, which can really mean the difference between a top fantasy crew and a bottom one, Steel. If you can keep your eyes on the right guys in the bottom six, bottom even fourth line, it can be the difference for your fantasy squad. But we're also going to be feeding you Wednesday's DFS targets and big-time bets, so stay tuned around the break for that. But let's get right into it, Steel. I'm serious about this. But fourth line players that, you know, some people sleep on can be the difference in terms of making some money or missing right out.
Yeah, well, yesterday's episode, we were talking about, you know, some talented, tough guys that you can, you know, upgrade your fantasy team with. Now we're talking about some fourth and third line grinders that have kind of elevated their game and have really stepped out and can help benefit your fantasy team. So there's a couple of guys that I know you and I want to mention. You know, for me, I've mentioned this guy countless times for DFS selections for cheap options. And that's Garnett Hathaway of the Washington Capitals. I think especially for banger leagues, this is a guy that should be picked up a lot. He's only owned at 11% right now on Yahoo Fantasy Leagues, 470 fantasy points on the season. I believe he was only projected to get 460. So he's already above his projection with 12 games left in the regular season. So he's having a solid season, 11 goals, 22 points so far this year. And I really love his game because every time he is on the ice, he knows his job. He goes out there, 30-second quick shift, and then he hits someone. Always got to hit someone on the ice. And, you know, he can make the odd time offensive play. And that's just a bonus to his game. But it's really the other stats that stick out. 105 shots, 212 hits. And this guy is the textbook definition of a fourth line grinder. So this is another guy that I really like for DFS selections, especially on the cheap, on the cheaper side of things, because of course, you know, being on the fourth line, not getting as much playing time, he's going to be less than $3,000 for DFS selections. But for fantasy leagues, this is a guy that you should really look at or keep an eye at, you know, on your waiver list, you know, a potential pickup throughout the week, because this guy can make the difference, you know, with his hitting and shots alone.
I think what's important with the entire theme here with these guys is that there is value to be found if you go digging for it, right? You have to make sure, especially in deeper formats, banger leagues, we mentioned yesterday, dynasties. It really depends on the format of your league, but there's these guys are still valuable still. And you said it. Sure, maybe their name isn't as flashy as it is as it once was. Maybe they're not on a great line. Maybe they're not on a great team. That doesn't mean their fantasy numbers count any different, does it? They still count the same. And guys like you just mentioned, and how about Kyle Okpozo on the fourth line in Buffalo? 18 goals, 23 assists in 64 games, and checks a little bit of every box. 40 penalty minutes, 157 shots, 12 power play points. And what I wanted to mention is, and same like we did the other day with the Scrappers, the Goons, these players are getting this done in limited ice time still.
Yeah.
So if anything changes, and I'm going to mention that with another one of my players, like let's say for some reason there's an injury and these guys get even more opportunity. what do they do with even more ice time and probably a better line if they're filling in for a hole up the lineup? You know what I'm saying? Like, you cannot sleep on those opportunities. So I have another guy that I'm going to talk about, but I'm intrigued to hear who else you have your eyes on, because I think this is a kind of situation you cannot miss out on if you're trying to win your league.
Yeah, you really got to dig deep and look at some of the guys who are owned under 20%. Find some of those hidden gems. And a lot of them, you know, are those fourth and third line grinders that have really stepped out of their shell in the last couple of years. The second guy I want to talk about is Michael Rasmussen from the Detroit Red Wings, a young 22-year-old centerman. I thought he was a lot older than than he actually is, but 22 years old. He's having a decent season. 10 goals, 21 points on that fourth line. He's playing with Philip Zadina and Hirose. So, a couple of other young guys as well that round up that fourth line for the Detroit Red Wings. But I don't watch a ton of Red Wings games, so I haven't really got, you know, the sense of his game as of yet. But just
I don't think anyone should be watching many Detroit Red Wings games, to be honest.
You don't really watch Detroit Red Wings game unless they're going up against your favorite team. So, for me, I usually watch a ton of games, Detroit not being one of them. But just looking at the stats, it's actually – they're not too shabby. 103 shots, 103 hits, and 54 blocks. So 21 points on the season in his third season with the Detroit Red Wings. He's playing on the fourth line with a couple of younger guys who haven't really found their footing in the NHL as well. So for me, I think these stats right here, not too shabby. I would like to watch him play a little bit more to get a sense of how he plays and his game style. But for me, I'm quite pleased with his stats, and he has 357 fantasy points on the season. So you can't go wrong with that.
Most definitely. And, you know, I was going to mention this guy as honorable mention, but I think what you just kind of pointed out in terms of if Rasmussen gets that little bit more of an opportunity to see a little bit more of what he's made of, I think these are kind of the opportunities that you invest in then and go, wow, look, he got a couple more minutes. He's moved up a line. Now look at him. Isaac Lundstrom on the Anaheim Ducks. Tied for the league lead in shorthanded goals. He has 16 goals and 13 assists while playing on the fourth line in Anaheim. Ryan Getzlaf just announced his retirement. Center hole is going to be a tough one to fill for the Ducks moving forward. Tons of talent, but the center position is going to be up for grabs. So Isaac Lundstrom, in my opinion, you know, almost 50% in the faceoff dot this year and only 15 minutes of ice time per night. He has 29 points. This is a guy that, like, yes, of course, Steele, you're not drafting him in the top few rounds, maybe even in the top 10, not even thinking about it. But that doesn't mean you have to keep, you know, miss out on this opportunity for a real bolstering of your lineup with got 16 goals on the fourth line in Anaheim, Steele. What happens if he moves up that lineup? What happens if next year he gets traded? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't sleep on these potential opportunities for boom or bust situations for guys that a lot of GMs are not going to have their eye on. So shout out to Corey Perry as well for another guy who fits this mold. But I think what we're really trying to highlight here is there is some value to be had on fourth lines across the NHL. You just have to do a bit of digging.
Yeah, and you know, you and I went through the same process. We were looking through daily faceoff lineup combinations from the third and fourth lines. You really got to find those hidden gems. When you get down to the nitty gritty of it, every single player on the fourth and third line, they're not going to be guys that you should have on your fantasy team, but there are some hidden gems. And the four guys that we really highlighted and the honorable mention, Corey Perry, and for me, Pat Maroon, Luke Glendening, those are the type of guys on the bottom six forwards that really stand out to us. You're not going to find a ton of them, but you really got to do your research, dig deep, and find these hidden gems on the fourth line.
Exactly. And you don't have to draft them up top. You don't have to trade for them. You add them in there for a couple of days and you get the value.
Exactly.
That's what most GMs out there will find the value in this conversation, but also you'll just find the value in a dynasty format to add these guys to augment your roster at the end of it. That's the real point here, guys. And that's going to be a tasty treat for you if you're able to do so. Could put you over the top. Another tasty treat that I'm going to mention right now, and it's dinner time, baby, and I'm hungry. HelloFresh, and it delivers the pre-portioned ingredients to your door that include farm-fresh produce. It arrives within a week. It's convenient, and you don't skip on the quality. Skip your next trip to the grocery store and save the wait in the long lines and ensure you're not wasting any money on excess food. Life is expensive. HelloFresh is going to help you save some coin, and so are we. Customize your favorite dishes with their new Hello Custom offerings. Swap out one protein for another, upgrade for a more luxurious experience, or even add a delicious protein to a veggie meal. That means more choices, more variety, and more meals truly tailored to you. Go to HelloFresh.com/LockedOn16 and use code LOCKED16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Hello, 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, it's America's number one meal kit. Thank you so much, guys, for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. You know where you can find us across all platforms. You find your favorite content. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Now podcast, a nightly recap of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. And just like us, it's free and available everywhere you get your podcasts. Steele, we're back, brother. DFS Wednesday. I'm fired up. I'm feeling the Champions League love. I made some loot this afternoon on soccer, so I'm hoping that translates into a big Wednesday night of DFS targets and big-time bets, my friend. As always, I want to hear from the DFS guru. Where are you looking first? I have a couple of games. To me, this was a very simple night. Not too many great options, in my opinion, but let's hear what you have to say, my friend.
Yeah, for me, if the well ain't dry, you keep going back there for your water. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm doing. Yes, the St. Louis Blues versus the Seattle Kraken is the first matchup I'm looking at. Yes, I'm also going to get to them for my big-time bets. But for DFS selections, I'm going with the guys that have just not let me down this entire season. Mm-hmm. Vladimir Tarasenko, mm-hmm. Robert Thomas, and now I'm even throwing the left winger on there, Pavel Buchnevich. So for me, those are some of the, I think that second line is the best line for me. They actually have the best chemistry out of anybody on the St. Louis Blues. Combined for 7 points in that 5-1 win over Arizona on Monday. Mm-hmm. Buchnevich, 2 goals, 1 assist. Tarasenko, a goal and assist. Thomas, he's feeding those apples to his line mates. He hit for me with the anytime assist. So those guys are absolutely dominating right now for the St. Louis Blues. The Blues are rolling right now on a 2-game win streak. And they got to continue to spread the distance a little bit from the Nashville Predators. Yes. Because the Predators right now are 6 points back with a game in hand for that third wild card spot in their division. So for me, even though this isn't a tough matchup, this is a must-win game to kind of spread the distance a little bit. The Blues are going to be a playoff team, but if they want that third spot and not fall back to the wild card, this is a must-win game against a lower-tier team in the NHL.
Steele, I love when you say the exact same stuff I was about to say, because this is a critical opportunity for the St. Louis Blues, my friend.
It is.
They cannot slip on these couple of chances against the Seattle Kraken. You know, I think that everything you just said there is basically going to be mimicked by me. I know they're calling that Tarasenko-Thomas line the second line because Ryan O'Reilly's on the top line, I guess. That's the top line, man. And they're clicking and they are performing like the top line. So I'm going right back to the well as well, my friend. But I think a big reason why this forward group and that second line is able to play so confidently is they have a goaltender who now that they believe in, because Jordan Binnington had his shot this year and he wasn't it. You've mentioned it. I've talked about it. Ville Husso has now taken that crease and it's confirmed that that's his down the stretch. And I think you're seeing that in the forward group in St. Louis playing with confidence. You cannot ignore the forward group in St. Louis in this DFS situation. But also my number one target of the night is Ville Husso. I think this is a big, big night for the I'm pretty sure he's a rookie, Steele. He only played in 17 games last year. I believe that still makes this his rookie season. That's impressive. He's been great. 5-1-1 in his last 7. Love what you're saying. Let's keep rolling with the Blues up and down. And I know you're going to like my big-time bet. Stay tuned for that around the break.
I think you'll like mine as well. And for Ville Husso, I am very impressed with the season he's having.
Thank you.
What does concern me a little bit is the playoff atmosphere. Once we get into the first round of the playoffs, will he be able to adjust to that? Because everything changes in the playoffs. But I am very impressed with how he's played this year. But for the second matchup I'm looking at, I'm looking towards the Tampa Bay Lightning against the Washington Capitals as well. And I'm spending all of my money mostly in that St. Louis game. So I'm going to dial it a little bit back here for the Tampa Bay Lightning matchup. I'm going with that third line because I have been really impressed with that third line for the Lightning. Nick Paul, Brandon Hagel. Mm. I'm also throwing Victor Hedman on the back end because he's still one of the best defensemen in the league. So I'm going to need a top-tier blue liner. But yeah, it's been a little bit of a struggle for Brandon Hagel. He's only got two goals, two points in nine games since he's arrived in Tampa. Nick Paul, 5 points for himself in 8 games, so a little bit better. But I think they have found themselves a great third line, especially with Ross Colton down the middle. Yeah. So I'm going to be saving some money with Hagel and Paul on the wings. Being on the third line, they're going to be below 5,000. I would put them in the range of 4,000 to 4,500, maybe even a little bit less. But with the way they've played this season, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it is that price. I like the way they've played. Washington has lost two in a row, and they just have some weak goaltenders right now. We've talked about it a little bit on the podcast. Yes, Vitek Vanacek and Ilya Samsonov are just not cutting it for them. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the next year that one of those goaltenders are moved. You know, probably Samsonov more than Vanacek, but it could be any, it could be either one. But yeah, Washington has just been a little bit too shaky for me. I think they get bounced out of the first round as well in the playoffs. And I think Tampa Bay steamrolls over them on the road.
I think those are two spots that you definitely have to look at. And one more spot that I would look at, to even if it was just one single player, and I don't think you can ignore it because of how well he's played, is Jonathan Marchessault of the Las Vegas Golden Knights. He has been red hot, 10 points on a 5-game point streak. And if you're looking for one more piece to augment all of the awesome options that Steele and I just highlighted, sprinkle in a little Jonathan Marchessault magic. And I think you're going to like why I talk him up in a second for a Golden Knights team that don't look now, but all of a sudden when we're not betting on them, they're playing real great, aren't they, Steele? Just to throw a little salt in the wound, but that is okay. Stay tuned for Big Time Bets, which is coming up right around the corner, because I don't have any more DFS targets unless you do.
I thought you were about to mention Johnny Gaudreau because that Calgary Flames Anaheim Ducks game actually looks a little bit enticing as well. You know, obviously the Flames dominated me in my Monday bet against the Kings, but they've got a ton of fantastic players up and down the lineup. You can find some valuable pieces throughout the Calgary Flames lineup as well. But yeah, I don't think you can go wrong with Jonathan Marchessault. He's been great for my fantasy team so far this season. And yeah, I think if there's anyone else from that game, I think I'd look at Chandler Stephenson as well. I know it's been a little bit of a rough patch, but I think you could get him for cheap and save a little bit of money towards the, you know, the Blues game and the Lightning game.
Dadnov's also been hot. So,
he's been absolutely insane since they tried trading him away.
Yeah, that's a weird situation that we haven't talked a lot about, but it's probably because the Vegas Golden Knights have been a bit of a mess aside from the last week and a half. So we'll leave it at that. Let's roll into it. Let's get to where the money is made, my friend.
Yeah, we'll get there very, very soon. But I have to let everyone know about this brand new sponsor of ours, Shady Rays. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that gives you the features of a $200 pair of sunglasses for a fraction of the price. That means polarized lenses, well-constructed, durable frames, and premium high-end finishes. Mm. Also, something you won't find anywhere else is Shady Rays' insane protection program. Shady Rays includes lost and broken protection on every single pair of sunglasses you buy from them. They will send you a brand new pair of sunglasses if you lose them, no matter what happened. Plus, when you buy a pair, they will donate 10 meals to fight hunger in America when you shop with Shady Rays. Exclusively for our listeners, head to ShadyRays.com and use code LOCKEDON to get 50% off on two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. That's code LOCKEDON for their best deal of the season, 50% off two or more pairs of Shady Rays sunglasses, backed by over 150,000 verified 5-star reviews. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So make sure you go subscribe and go follow us, and you'll get the latest episodes of Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day. Also got to mention to you, Built Bars. They are covered in 100% real chocolate. It contains 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 17 grams of protein. I absolutely love these delicious treats before my workout, after my workout, and it's just awesome that they have so many different flavors. Coconut almond, peanut butter brownie, raspberry, cookies and cream, salted caramel, minted brownie, and many more. In fact, Built always comes out with new limited time flavors like yellow chirps, brownie batter, raspberry cheesecake, and caramel delight. So check out built.com often to see what's new. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Thank you for showing Flip and I so much love and so much support out there. And with that being said, we got to return the favor, show some love and support out to you guys with giving you the big time bet segment, where the money's made.
Let's go.
Flip, you've been absolutely dominating, man. You've been racking in the coin like it's your day job.
Don't jinx it, Steele, because it can go awry at any time. Last night was a bit of a trickery, slippery slope. Still bringing in some winners, still making some money. I'm still rattled at Bet365. I'm not feeling the customer service, so I'm a little bit fired up, Steele, but that's okay. I still have some locks ready to go, some good picks, and I think you're going to like my second two, but I'll kick it off right away. Look, two teams headed in the opposite directions, Vancouver Canucks, Vegas Golden Knights. The Knights just took it to them 3-2. I know it was a one-goal game, but the Knights played great. They've turned it around in their past 2 weeks, and despite still missing Stone, Pacioretty, and Riley, among others, they are starting to get it done. Logan Thompson, third-string goalie, a big reason why, held it down while Leonard was out. Laurent Boisseau was not doing it and got injured as well. Leonard is back, and they are looking great, my friend. Vancouver also struggles in Vegas. 5-14 in their last 19 against Vegas overall, and only 2 wins in their last 7 trips to the Strip. This one's an easy one for me, Steele. A team with a lot on the line versus a team who's really starting to look like they're ready to play Masters Golf at Augusta this weekend with Tiger. Don't get me started on those odds. These odds at -145, Knights on the money line. I'm comfortable with that. That's a great odd for a team that has a lot more to play with and we know is great at home. Robin Leonard is back. Give me the Golden Knights on the money line, -145.
I love the pick. I still don't think the Vegas Golden Knights are making the playoffs this year, fair. Which is a little bit of a surprise, but
they have turned
things around. I think they'll miss out by 1 or 2
points.
It's
going to be
close. Yep. It's going to be super close. Flip. We're getting down to it right now.
Let's go.
Triple dip.
Uh-oh.
Triple dip.
Yes, sir.
I'm coming here with He's a back. Triple dip selection.
Yes.
And of course, it's coming from that St. Louis Blues,
yes,
Seattle Kraken game.
Yes.
Blues and Kraken taking the over at 6.5 goals right now. The Blues, 8 of their last 9 games have gone over the number, which Give in fact, I think combined has been 7 out of those. So Blues and Kraken over 6.5 goals.
Yeah.
Taking the Blues on the money line as well.
Yep.
My lock of the night. Robert Thomas, anytime assist. Baby. He's been absolutely hitting for me. I know Dang I used it on Monday, but he hit it then. He's going to hit it now. Triple dip flip. Let's get it.
Hey, you know what you're going to love, Steele? How about my second pick, Blues, puck line, +105.
Love
in a game that's against a bad team, you don't usually hear must win. But the St. Louis Blues absolutely cannot fall out of the third spot and into the wild card. You don't want that. You don't want that in that division in a big way in the Western Conference. That means you might face a really much, much better team. Blues on the puck line, my friend, and Robert Thomas anytime assist is my lock of the night. And let me just back it up with this. The good Aurora, Ontario boy at only 22 years of age has 15 goals and 44 assists this year through 59 games. And with 1 year left in his $2.8 million deal, this kid is in line for a major, major payday, and that I think will come if he continues to look. If he finishes with 70 points, he might get 8 mil. So I don't know if it'll be that high because St. Louis Blues, Doug Armstrong is a very serious GM, but he's also red hot. 3 goals and 6 assists over his 6-game point streak right now. I'm loving this spot for the Blues, Steele. So give me the Blues on the puck line for my second pick, and give me Robert Thomas anytime assist as my lock of the night as well.
I absolutely love that. I don't know if I've mentioned this before to the listeners out there, but I am pretty tight with Robert Thomas. We went to high school for a couple of years together at San Andrews College. So, you know, I've been giving him a lot of love on the podcast. He's been having a tremendous year. I would expect his next contract to be around $7 million, if not a little bit more.
Willie Nylander-esque is what feels.
I would completely agree with those with those numbers. I think
Thank you. I like it when we agree.
Yeah, I love it, man. And I love the fact that our lock of the night are both Robert Thomas anytime assist in that Blues Kraken game Wednesday night. You don't want to miss out on these bets because Flip has been absolutely hitting. Robert Thomas has been absolutely hitting. So it looks like Wednesday night, both of our locks are hitting. And pencil it in, lock it in, put your money down, make some money to bring back to the wife, to the husband, whatever you do, just get some extra cash on your hands. You know, times are tough right now with gas prices going up. So you need a little extra coin in our pockets. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. If you want more gambling advice on what you should pick, but for not just hockey, make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all podcast platforms, just like this podcast right here. So like I say all the time, make sure you hammer the subscribe, hammer the follow button, and you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday to Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. You don't want to miss out on all the hot takes Flip and I have coming up, especially going into the postseason. Mm-hmm. Thank you again for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets tonight, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Episode 50, baby. Peace.